We always encourage people, blind or partially sighted, to get involved in sport. Not just for the health aspects, but it's also great for things like your social life, building confidence, independent mobility. And the organisation British Blind Sport is dedicated to helping people with visual impairments enjoy all sorts of sports, and also encouraging places like sports clubs, gyms and trainers to become more aware of disabilities and visual impairments, making sports more inclusive. Now, we've got some news on some Taster Have a Go days that are coming up across the UK, and some news on a collaboration with the Scottish FA. And to tell us more, we have with us Logan Gray. Thank you for joining us.
No problem at all, Alan.
So, Logan, these Taster days which you've got coming up, do they give people a chance to try lots of different sports then in one place?
Yeah, absolutely. What we try to do with these events is to bring together the local organisations, the local sight loss association, local sports clubs, the county sports partnerships to deliver these events in partnership. And basically, we want to create a platform to showcase the local activities that we're confident the visually impaired people can go along and enjoy and have a great experience. And the sports that we choose to deliver at these events, we only deliver the ones where we know that there are good exit routes for them to go and continue on a sustainable basis. We certainly wouldn't put on a sport in an area at one of these events where we know that it's just going to be a little bit of a taste, and then we have to say sorry, but you can't do that anymore. There's no provision in this area. So we are quite strategic in how we deliver them.
And you're giving people a chance to try sports which perhaps they hadn't thought a visually impaired person could try.
Yeah, it's not just the traditional sports that you associate with visually impaired sport, things like goalball and football, for example. One of the fastest growing VI sports in the UK is tennis, and we have them at most of the events. Golf, running, Tasters to promote our Find a Guide service, our website that matches guide runners, archery, judo, all sorts, really. There's no limits to the activities that we put on at these events. It's very much led by what the local community are looking for.
And you don't have to be an athlete to do this, could you? Come in from the very beginning, maybe not even tried the sport at all. Again, we're not looking for Paralympians of the future. It does have other benefits taking part in sport.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's something that sporting organisations have been a little bit guilty of in the past, is basically trying to fast track people into long-term athlete development models and all sorts. But actually, what British Blind Sport's all about is just trying to get people be a little bit more active, get them to enjoy some of those benefits that you mentioned earlier, basically give people the option to compete at whatever level they want to. So they can, of course, just start off doing it on a regular basis. And if they show a bit of ability in a certain sport, then we'll definitely help them kind of move on to more performance stuff. But it's at the participant's discretion as to how high a performance level they go to or want to go to.
And one of the great things as well is these events are free of charge. You can come along, but they are timetables, so you know there's some structure in there. You get a chance to almost try anything, or all of them, in fact.
Yeah, we delivered some in an open day kind of format where people could just kind of rock up and go along to the activities that they wanted to do. And this might sound a little bit harsh, but we want people to do activities that they don't want to do as well, or didn't know that they might really enjoy. So we try to use a timetable scheduled kind of approach. Of course, people will get to do the activities that they want to do, but they might get to try some other ones as well that they never knew or never thought of doing. And you never know, it might be that one that they actually take forward and decide to do on a regular basis after the event.
And as you say, Logan, more and more sports becoming more accessible. I think we spoke before about hockey, and even I think you mentioned scuba diving. So even if people have an idea of a sport, they can say, look, I know it's not here at a Taster event, but can we get some information about possibly doing this?
There really is no limits anymore as to what sports can be done. There's certain sports that we've shied away from in the past, such as boxing and rugby, for obvious kind of contact reasons. But actually, there are forms of both of those sports now that are extremely popular. Rugby is really flourishing quickly, particularly in the West Midlands with the Worcester Warriors. And boxing, I actually learned that the national governing body for boxing was telling me that something like 2/3 of their membership actually never get in the ring. So boxing training, of course, is kind of renowned as one of the best forms of training for your fitness. So there really is something that can be done for every single sport, and it is just trying to find out those kind of small adaptions that can be made that people of all sight levels can take part in that one.
Now, we spoke about collaboration at the beginning briefly, Logan, because you know that is a big part of what British Blind Sport does. You work with governing bodies, you work with private and public bodies to make sport more accessible, and you have some work at the moment with the Scottish Football Association.
So British Blind Sport have a library of different kind of what we call educational resources. We had 6 sport-specific ones and 1 kind of more generic guide to VI-friendly sport. And and the Scottish FA approached us and said, we really like your football resource that you did with the English FA. And we would like to produce something that's more kind of bespoke for Scotland, because they have their own different models, their own different pathways. And they wanted to kind of update the one that we had and make it a little bit more relevant to them. So, we worked together on that. We've produced a new resource. One of the things that the Scottish FA are doing that we wanted to push, which is a new section of this textbook, is a little bit more of a focus on women and girls. So there's a specific section within the textbook which focuses on women and girls and encouraging them to get involved in disability football. And we hope that coaches will use it, and maybe even families will be aware of it. So if they do turn up at a football club and they're told, well, actually, we're not that sure about working with your child who's got a visual impairment, then they can signpost to it and say, well, actually, British Blind Sport have these educational resources that can provide you some top tips around things like communication, guiding, how to adapt your sessions, all sorts of things that will just make it a little bit easier for you to deliver a great session for our child.
And that's an important point as well, Logan. Although BBS does a lot with these organisations, you know, it's great that the public, if you like, the people who are engaging in the sports, or parents, or relatives, friends, etc., go to them and say, well, you know, it can be accessible. These resources are here, because it's the people at the sharp end then that are saying, well, you know, you can make this accessible, and here's your opportunity.
Yeah, and unfortunately, too often, families or sighted people generally who are trying to facilitate these opportunities for a visually impaired person, they just expect that it's not possible, and they go along and they're easily turned away. Whereas actually, if they kind of stood up a little bit and challenged them, and they knew that basically all organisations have a responsibility to make those adaptions, include everybody who turns up on their doorstep, regardless of their circumstances, then perhaps we'd have a lot more success. So there is a lot of work to be done here, and certainly something that we try to challenge around perceptions, both of sighted people and also visually impaired people and those around them as well, and that actually these things are very possible. It just takes a little bit of kind of outside of the box thinking. And when you consider around coaches, especially when they're delivering sessions, will naturally tailor and adapt their sessions to the participants in that session. It doesn't matter whether it's adults or kids, they're going to deliver those sessions differently, whether it's males or females, whether it's people with disabilities or not. It doesn't matter. It just means that potentially when they're working with people with visual impairments, then they may have to be a little bit more kind of forthright about it and ask some questions rather than just use their own intuition. But the key is to tailor their sessions to meet the needs of the participants who are there.
And the opportunity is, Logan, as you say, there right now. Now, we mentioned the Taster Days, Logan, so give us the details. Where and when are these taking place?
Yeah, we've got 4 events left this year. The furthest away one's on the 29th of September. That's in Cardiff in South Wales. 15th of September, we've got one in Bristol. 31st of August, Newcastle. And just this Sunday, 12th of August, in Sussex. All these events you can sign up for free on our website. If you need a little bit of extra assistance to complete the registration form, you can phone in as well. So our website is britishblindsport.org.uk, and you can call us on 01926 424247. And lastly, if you need any help getting to the events, we do put on a meet and greet service from all of our events, from the nearest subway station, train station, bus station, whatever. So volunteers will meet you there and make sure you get to the event safely and confidently.
Logan, best of luck with the Have a Go Days, and thanks for speaking with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
You're welcome. Thanks very much, Alan.